This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres marked the first ever International Day of Zero Waste on Thursday, saying that humanity is treating our planet like a garbage dump. The new International Day aims to promote sustainable consumption and production patterns at a time when 2 billion tons of municipal solid waste is created every year and plastic is filling the oceans. We must declare war on waste, Mr. Guterres said, appealing to consumers to reuse and recycle whenever possible. He also called on those who produce waste to design products that use fewer resources and materials. Echoing this call, fashion industry leader Riccardo Bellini, CEO of luxury brand Chloe, told us about his company's quest to reduce plastic pollution.
We made the decision to stop all PVC use in our products 1 year ago, and we stopped it. On packaging, there is a lot of plastic, and we have a target to get to zero. This is an industry rooted in creative innovation, and such challenge requires innovations. We can play a big role from being part of the problem to actually become part of the solution.
Mr. Bellini spoke on the margins of a sustainable development forum organized by the UN Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE, which brought together pioneers of ethical fashion. Retaliation against officials who spearheaded the fight against corruption continues in Guatemala, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said on Thursday. Mr. Turk's warning comes amid the reported harassment and prosecution of justice officials involved with the UN-backed International Commission Against Impunity, including, most recently, former Commissioner Francisco Dalanese. The UN rights chief called on the Guatemalan authorities to ensure judges and lawyers can function freely and without fear of reprisals. An independent judiciary is vital for a democratic society, he insisted. The International Commission Against Impunity was an independent body established by a UN-Guatemala agreement in 2007 to carry out corruption probes. Its work ceased in September 2019 when its mandate was not renewed amid attacks by then-president Jimmy Morales. Mr. Turk also expressed concern about potential violations of the right to participate in public affairs, as several presidential and vice presidential candidates have had their candidacies for the upcoming June elections rejected by the electoral court on seemingly arbitrary grounds. Staying in Central America, UN-appointed independent rights experts called on Honduras on Thursday to break the cycle of impunity on enforced disappearances, highlighting a lack of accountability for historic and more recent crimes. Wrapping up a visit to the country, a delegation of the UN Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances urged the Honduran government to reform legislation to tackle the problem, create a registry of victims to support search efforts, and establish specialized units for the investigation and prosecution of the crime. Holding material and intellectual perpetrators of enforced disappearance accountable is not only essential to fulfill the right of victims to justice, but is also key to guarantee non-recurrence of this heinous crime, the expert said. While Honduras's history in the 1980s and 1990s was marked by state-backed disappearances, currently the disappearance of migrants is a plight that heavily affects Honduras and the Central American region, the expert said, urging the government to cooperate with regional efforts to end the scourge. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.